I should be looking them up in my Bible, but I was afraid I wouldn't be able to find pages with everyone looking at me, so I wrote them down. So Psalm 139 says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. You created me. You knit me together in my mother's womb." I love that image because my mother used to knit all the time. She knitted a lot. Looking at me. She used to knit these beautiful sweaters, Scandinavian sweaters with the snowflakes and the stars and, you know, beautifully made out of wool, just intricate sweaters. And I know that if she made a mistake early on, she would rip it down until she found that mistake and would redo it. Even if it meant she was almost done and she found this mistake of being, she would rip it all the way. And I just used to think, why are you doing that? No one will see that. But it had to be, well, it had to be perfect. It had to be good. And it always was. And that's how our Creator God knits us together in our mother's womb. We're not accidents. No child is an accident. He creates us. And He has His hand in on that. He's very careful about the way He creates us. And so that's not just a story about Adam. It is our story as well. I wanted to share with you a story from my childhood. Many of you brought your stuffed animals or bears and other things, so I had to bring mine too. Every stuffed animal has a story, right? So I'm going to show you. I'll bring it up here. It was Christmas morning. I think I was about five or six. And I opened the box on Christmas morning, and I just thought, that's the most amazing toy I had ever seen. It was beautiful, and it was perfect, and I love it. And it was a dog. It wasn't a bear. Sorry. Not quite with the theme, but close as I can get. It was a beautiful dog. Isn't he beautiful? Isn't he beautiful? Yeah. Okay. Well, I was five. I thought he was just stunning. He had this long, golden, flowing hair and these beautiful brown eyes. And he came with a brush, and I could brush his beautiful hair. And he wasn't just an ordinary stuffed animal. He was extra special because he was a radio. It was a child in the 70s. We had AM in here. Of course, if I planned that really well, I would have tuned it to a Christian station. Better turn that off before it says something. AM radio is all talk now. Okay, so he was a radio. And I pulled him out, and I immediately fell in love with him. And he became the stuffed animal of my life. I named him Herbert. Herbie for short. Isn't that cute? So I loved Herbie, and I used to brush him, and I used to listen to his radio, and I slept with him under my head. My kids always laugh when I put a teddy bear or something under my head because they think I'm squashing it, but no, I'm loving it. You put a stuffed animal up on the shelf, they don't feel loved. You put your head on his shoulder, and then they feel loved, right? So I slept with him under my head. And I brushed him, and I took him everywhere. He went on family vacations. He went on picnics in the park. He went to friends' houses for sleepovers. He went everywhere. And as you can imagine, after a few years, he wasn't quite the beautiful stuffed animal I had originally because I kind of loved his hair on him. And he became sort of matted and balding and smelly and wait a minute, this still looks pretty good, doesn't it? You know why? This isn't Herbie. This is Kirby. I found Kirby on a website selling antiques. Shows you how old I am. So this is Kirby, but this is what Kirby looked like when I first got him. Isn't he beautiful? Do you see why I fell in love with him? I'll show you Kirby, but you've got to promise not to laugh, okay? Because he's very sensitive. You want to see him? This. So that was Kirby. You saw Kirby. Oops. Wrong direction. This is Herbie. For those of you in the back, I can't see very well. So you see the difference here. This one's had a little bit of love, hasn't he? He's had a lot of love. And over the years, his fur dirty and a little matted, and his radio broke. And I had the dad that could fix everything, but for some reason that radio never did. He fixed almost everything, I guess. But, so the radio got broken. He's got a little zipper here so he could change his batteries in his radio. And he didn't always smell so good. Probably from all that sleeping with dirty hair on him or something. But, so I used to stick gum wrappers in here to make him smell good. Peppermint gum was really made him smell wonderful. Or perfume samples. Remember those little perfume samples you get back to me? I tuck those in there and he always smelled perfect. Well, I really loved his hair up. He's got a nice bald spot here next to his eye. And my brother, you know how wonderful big brothers are, right? You know how wonderful big brothers are, Rachel? You know that too? So my big brother used to call him, not Herbie, he called him Herbie because he didn't have any hair. So you can imagine how much I loved him. But I loved this dog. And when I see him today, I still think of how much I loved him. I love him. And I even loved his face off at one point. His nose came off. My mom was able to sew that back on. His face, his mouth came loose, and the string was just hanging down. And I took it to my mom. Please fix her. And she fixed him. And I don't know if you can tell the difference, but you probably can't see this. But Kirby has a mouth like a regular dog. It's kind of the upside down Y. You can kind of see it there. So the upside down Y, where a line comes down and splits into two. Herbie has a smile, because my mom made him smile. Only moms can make a dirty old red mangy stuffed animal smile. So, as you can imagine, Herbie meant the world to me, still does. But life happens, right? Life happens. When we are first born, usually we, you know, our parents think, wow, they're perfect. They got all their fingers, they got all their toes. You know, cute little, well, not smile, but cute little eyes, whatever, cute little baby face. We come out looking perfect. But then we get older, and life changes. Life happens to us. Things happen. We make decisions in our lives, right? We make mistakes. We sin. We do things that wear us down. Kirby can sit over there. In the book of Proverbs, it says, who can say I have kept my heart pure? I am clean and without sin. Can any of us say that? I sure can. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And 1 John 1, a lot of these are in your bulletin, I know, your program. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. So things happen. We happen to ourselves in most cases, I think. So we do things. We make mistakes. We sin. And it wears us down, right? It makes us not so pretty on the outside anymore. And on the inside. And we change. And we get maybe a little balding. Maybe a little smelly. Are any of you a little smelly? You're all beautiful. I shouldn't be saying this to you, lovely woman. So you're all beautiful. But I'm sure inside maybe you feel like maybe you're a little smelly. Maybe you got a couple warts or a little balding in spots. Maybe some scars. I think maybe some spots. Maybe a little too much fluff. So things happen, and it changes us. But does God still love us? Of course he does, right? When I look at these two stuffed animals, this is the one that makes my heart go, oh. The other one is cute. I still think he's cute, but I don't feel that love that I did for this one. So when God made us beautiful child of God, we started out beautiful, and he still sees us as beautiful, even after all these things start to happen. Now, in the past 2 years, I have had the privilege to go to our women's retreat. How many of you have been to one of our WCC women's retreats? Quite a few of you. And in the last 2 years, we have focused on sharing our personal stories. And I'm not sharing anyone's stories. I don't want anyone to get nervous. But come to one of those. You can hear some amazing stories. And I've come out of both of those, the last 2 years, both retreats, with my heart just broken. For things that have happened to people. You know, there are little things like this that wear you down, and then there are big things. And so I brought this guy here to show you. Hopefully this isn't too traumatic. But things happen, right? Sometimes they're little things, sometimes they're big things. And sometimes it feels like someone comes into your life and messes you up so badly that you feel like you're beyond fixing. Okay? And it's almost like someone just tears you right open and starts taking out the good stuff. Okay? Maybe you were the child that had to hide under the bed because you were afraid of your parents. Maybe you had parents who drank or had depression or mental illness problems, and you were so frightened that you had to hide under your bed at night. Maybe someone touched you in a way that was not the way you wanted to be. Maybe you were an adult and had a spouse leave, or you had a child that passed away. And things happen in our lives where it just feels like you've been ruined, and that people have come in and taken things from you. Maybe you took something from yourself. Maybe in the heartbreak that things that happened to you, you started turning your back on yourself and started doing things that harmed your life or harmed your heart. Maybe you are more than scarred. I went, when I was getting ready for this, I love BibleGateway.com. Do any of you ever go to that? You can look up just about any Bible verse that you want on the internet, and so you can just type in a word and see what verses you come up with. So I went on Bible Gateway, and I went looking for bear, because I was curious if the Bible talked about bears. There are a couple of references to bears. In fact, the word bear shows up 209 times in the NIV, which is amazing. Most of it's not talking about bears. Most of it's like beards and seed-bearing plants and things like bearing the name of God. But one that was very precious to me, even though it's not actually about bears, but it uses the word bear, is Proverbs 18, verse 14. The human spirit can endure in sickness, but a crushed spirit, who can bear? Isn't that precious? Who can bear a crushed spirit? So when you've had really nasty things happen in your life, you're more like this. You're more like that broken toy that's been emptied. And you know, sometimes when we have broke toys, you give them off to charities, you give them to Goodwill, you give them to Salvation Army, places like that. But they don't even want something that this room, do they? They've turned toys away, I've noticed, that I've taken to them. They're like, no, we don't want that. It's too broken. Sorry. So this is too broken. So this is not good for anything, is it? This is not good for anything but the trash can, right? Have you ever felt that way about your life? That you are so ruined on the inside that you're good for nothing but the trash? And is that true? Are we just ruined so badly that we don't have any hope? The book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. Do you notice it starts out with, if anyone is in Christ? So, that's really all it takes, right? Is when you get to the point in your life where you can say, look, I can't fix this, God. I can't fix this. And no one else can fix this. And sometimes, especially we women, I think we turn to other relationships and we think they're going to fix us, but they can't fix this, can they? Only God can fix this. So when you get to that point and you go to God and you say, God, I give up. I give up trying to fix myself. I don't think I'm worth anything but trash. So if you can fix me, I want that. And then God comes in, right? And he comes in with a fresh Holy Spirit. Once we admit that, we ask him to come into our lives, he brings the freshness, the new life, the new creation. The new is here, the old is gone, the new is come. If you like the book of Psalms, that's one of my favorites, because I think David, I know David didn't write all the Psalms, but I think he wrote quite a few of them. I feel like he was really good at expressing his heart. He wasn't afraid to rage at God. He wasn't afraid to cry to God. He wasn't afraid to worship God. He just kind of put it all out there. And I really admire that. And I think it's Psalm 53. It's in your program there. It says, I think I have it memorized. Create in me a pure heart, O God. 53?
51.
51. Oh, thank you. That was close. Just a couple of them. So God comes in. He creates a new heart inside us. He fills us clean. I love the way the Message does this one. The Message writes things sometimes in a way that is even more eye-opening to me because it's in such modern language. And I want to read most of Psalm 51 to you as it is written in the Message. Generous in love, God, give grace. Huge in mercy, wipe out my bad record. Scrub away my guilt. Soak out my sins in your laundry. That's perfect. I know how bad I've been. My sins are staring me down. You're the one I've violated, and you've seen it all. Seen the full extent of my evil. You have all the facts before you. Whatever you decide about me is fair. Whoa, big piece. I've been out of step with you for a long time. In the wrong since before I was born. And what you're after is truth from the inside out. Enter me then. Conceive a new true life. Soak me in your laundry and I'll come out clean. Scrub me and I'll have a snow white life. Tune me in to foot tapping songs. Set these once broken bones to dancing. Don't look too close for blemishes. Give me a clean bill of health. God, make a fresh start in me. Shape a Genesis week, that book we just read. Shape a Genesis week from the chaos of my life. Don't throw me out with the trash or fail to breathe holiness in me. Bring me back from gray exile and put a fresh wind in my sails. He promises us this, that all we have to do is ask him, and he's going to create us new from the inside to the outside.